Nice doggy. Everyone. Welcome. Nice to see you all. Welcome to newcomers as well. Can you hear me okay? Yes, good. All right. When you're settled and comfortable, allow your eyes to close. Excuse me. I'll drink of water. And throughout the meditation, don't hesitate to let your body move if it feels like moving. And if your eyes want to open, that's, you know, there's no strict prescriptions. It's just that closing our eyes brings us more into a feeling of, I don't know, I mean, prayer. Rest, quiet. It's a sort of symbolic shutting away, shutting the door to the world closed. For a bit, coming into the shrine. Together. And I know that when we come into the shrine, we leave behind the chaos, the noise of the world, but we, you know, we do bring into the shrine our thoughts and our own bodily and emotional and the whole sort of inner situation, whatever it may be for each one of us. It might be peaceful. It might be that out there in the world, before our arriving at this meeting, you were already a little walking shrine with a peaceful mind and a peaceful body. But it might be that you were not, which would not be surprising to me. I know I'm not today. I come into the shrine with my inner turmoil. So don't feel you have to do anything if you happen to bring some turmoil. The shrine is welcomes the turmoils, the chaoses of each one of our lives in this moment. Maybe take a few seconds to taste whatever it is for you, whatever is happening inside with the thoughts and the sensations and the feelings. Really, it's more with the feelings, because even if there are lots of thoughts, there's a particular feeling to that. Maybe a quality of agitation. And or there's not too much thoughts, too many thoughts, but there's feelings, emotions. And also there's the sort of landscape of the body, your body, each one of us. We have a body of a certain age with certain ailments and tension. So there's that too. When we close our eyes and come to stillness, finally the body can be listened to. And there isn't an agenda with this welcoming or listening of your little temple, your body mind. It's more like an honoring. Whatever you were doing out there in the world, you were doing your very best. Whatever situation, circumstance, struggle, whatever your lives are confronting you with, or gifting you with, or a bit of both, you are doing your very best. And when you come into the shrine, allow yourself to feel that. It's as if you could surrender all of it onto the altar. As if you could say to God or presence, I've been doing my bit, and now I'm giving it all back to you. And please, can you do your bit? Which you're always doing, I know, God or presence or whatever you like to call this other. I know you're doing your bit 24/7. But I do forget when I'm out there. I do feel alone sometimes. I do feel it's on my shoulders. So when I come into the shrine, I can remember, oh yes, you. You are with me. I am with you. as if your thoughts and feelings and sensations, the whole body of experience that you bring into the shrine is the bread that you share with presence. The bread of life. As you share your experience, it somehow makes it, I don't know how to say it, it makes it possible to truly welcome, to truly take in your experience, especially the part of your experience that's difficult to fully say yes to. But in the shrine, it becomes more possible your experience is the bread of life that we can eat, that you can eat. Maybe that's what that whole thing with Jesus and the bread and all that, something to do like that. And then the blood. I guess, yeah, anyway, I won't say more because I'll jinx it if I say too much. And feel your body and let your body be sanctified, which is a very grand word. But I think all I mean by that is let your body be touched by this other, by presence. By the invisible, welcoming presence. For example, you find an example. Find your own example. Let it come to you. It could be very very simple. Maybe feeling that your body, and when I say body, I think I mean your being, your heart, your physical body, but also your heart, your you. So to be touched by this divine presence would be to feel held, for example, literally to feel held. To feel the weight of the body held, supported. To feel that it's safe to let go into the support of gravity, because gravity is an expression of that presence. You feel that this presence wants your body, wants to take your body in itself. Your literal body, not just a sort of subtle body. It wants your pelvis. It wants your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your hips. Again, it wants your pelvis. Feel your pelvis just as it is. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your whole lower body. And then also your shoulders, feel your shoulders. Feel that this presence wants your shoulders. Give your shoulders. Don't change your shoulders, just give them. Your upper arms, your elbows, lower arms, wrists, hands, your palms, your fingers, your whole arms. Your torso. Gently letting your torso be touched by this other. The front of your torso, your belly, just as it is. Inside your belly, whatever sensations touched. Your moving belly, the breath. touched, touching and touched. And then up your middle torso, your upper torso, your throat, your head, whole front of the body, your face. Your eyes, your forehead, your nose, cheekbones, mouth, lips, chin, ears. Let it go. I have to name, I have to use words, but not to consolidate the body, but rather to comb the body out into the open presence. To touch and be touched, the whole front of the body. And the back of the body, back of the head, back of the neck, back of the shoulders. Feel your back. Upper, the middle, lower back, the waist, left and right. The pelvis. Even if you don't feel any of this, I'm just saying the names of the body. The back body. Your back body. Your front body, your whole body, your arms, your legs, your torso, your head, your sweet living bodies. Even if you don't feel it, they are touched and are touching. Presence. And now feeling the breath coming and going. Permeating the body, the breath. Inhale, let the breath exhale, let the breath. The breath like the ambassador, the bridge between this other invisible presence and your body. In breath. And the out breath. It's some kind of conversation between the realms. You don't have to understand it. Just trust that it's a divine conversation. The in-breath, the rest, the exhale, and the rest. See if you can taste it rather than direct it. Let this breath sweep through the body with its message, which you don't have to understand. The in-breath, it knows where it needs to go. And the out-breath, same thing. And now add, stay with the breath, but add some very subtle in the sense of small micro movements, which you just allow to unfold. You have no idea what they will be. Small movements of your spine, your head, but rather than feeling that you're directing the movement, feel that it's this invisible presence out of which the breath comes and goes that is also directing. Or directing is not a nice word. It is also this invisible present that is dancing the body. Very slow. And then let the body come back to the place of stillness. But again, don't direct it. Be aligned with the stillness to which the body returns. And let the weight continue to flow into the earth, the weight of the legs, the weight of the arms, pelvis. Maybe feel a slight elongation of the spine, the top of the head towards the ceiling. Sense of the whole front of the body touching the space in front, becoming more comfortable with the feeling of a deep interconnection of the body with the space all around and with the earth underneath. Yes, and now let the spine collapse round the spine like a wave. Just let the spine round itself from the lower, the middle, and the upper back. Very slow. And the breath is still coming and going, full of goodness. And now very gently from the pubic bone, without making it an effort, feel an elongating of the spine like a flame rising from the pubic bone. Taste it rather than do it. Feel just this flame-like sensation. Stay right at the edge of any effort. Don't allow the doer to assert himself or herself. And again, the spine rounds, collapse. That's easier. It's easier to let it go. Let it go. Middle, get back up. Sorry, lower back, middle back, upper back, shoulders, and the head. And a breath. Maybe also let the torso move away towards the back a little bit so you create some space in the hips. You move back a little bit with your rounded back just so you can create a little bit of space in the hips. And feel that space, feel that it's okay. You can let the thighs move away from the pelvis. Yes, and now bring the torso back forward. Slowly, and again, from the pubic bone, that line of energy, slowly rising up. Very subtle, licking the space in front with your torso. But not doing it, not letting that doer come in. So it might not, if I was to look at you, some of us might not look vertical. That doesn't matter. Stay with the sensation. Make sure your shoulders are dropping into God's lap, your hips pouring whatever they're holding into God's lap. Yes, I know they're holding some tension probably, and tension can be poured out. And now slowly again, let micro movements of the spine, the invisible hand of God, forgive me for that word if it's offensive to you, but you know what I mean. Her hands are moving your body as if sculpting it like clay, modeling clay. Let your body be like modeling clay. And you don't really know what kind of artist God is. And really let the hands of God move the arms away from your torso and your spine and your head and maybe even the features of your face, and your belly can stick out, or I don't know, you know, molding clay, elastic. Maybe an arm moves back, another moves forward. Maybe a spine curls one direction while the head is sort of arching another direction. Maybe a shoulder moving forward and a wrist creating an interesting shape. Feel, really feel you're not doing it, but it is being done. To the body sanctified by the hands of the artist. And then again, letting the body move back, be moved back to stillness. Don't do it. Allow it. Hello, body. Hello, sanctified body, which means simply body that is welcome. And again, the rounding of the spine. Letting go of the body. It's a relief Surrendering the body to gravity, let it go round, round the shoulders down. The breath helping out. The head. And then place your attention with the belly and the movement of the breath. Hello, belly. Let the breath completely relax the belly. The breath is in charge. With the in-breath, the belly can swell. With the out-breath, the belly can contract gently. The belly is allowed as many folds as it wants. It can be as soft as it wants. Let your eyeballs drop down into your lap. Let your jaw stretch down like elastic or something elastic and relax down your cheeks, your lips, your back, the back of your neck. Let it be soft. Back of your skull. Yes, and again, that line of energy from the pubic bone ever so slowly so that you can stay out of it. Be the space that just tastes this sensation, this flame of sensation rising. It's the body that is arising, humble, but true. And now feel your forearms floating off your lap. Let your hands be completely relaxed, your fingertips dropping down to the floor, and feel your elbows. And then feel your elbows pushing your shoulders up towards your ears. Slow and smooth. The shoulders moving up and they're moving up and they're moving up and they're moving up. And they're moving up. And up. And they're hovering there. Relax your forehead, relax your jaw, your eyes, your belly, your hips, your legs, your breath. Yes, and now your elbows are gently drawing your shoulders down, down, slowly down, down. Don't do it, just taste it, eat it, down, 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 down. Dropping your wrist. Now just the right shoulder pushed by the right elbow, slowly coming up, 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 up. Don't do it, just taste it. What's happening with your left shoulder? With your face, with your hips, with your right hip? Yes, now slowly we switch. The left elbow pushing the right, the left shoulder up, 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 the right shoulder moving down, up, down. Don't let that doer come in, she will. Just taste and allow, up and down, up and down. And once the stillness, once the posture is created, relax whatever can be relaxed. Relax the left hip, the face, the right shoulder, drop it more. Yes. The breath is free. Yes, and now let the left shoulder melt back down slowly. No anticipation. This is our sacred ritual. And then the forearms can dissolve back down into your laps. Just the breath. Hello, body. Feel your heart is opening as we surrender the body. A defended body is a gatekeeper for the heart. When we soften, when we return the body to the kindness, the presence, welcoming, when we return the body to presence, the heart can soften. Now, if you don't feel a softening of the heart, no worries, no worries. Now slowly exploring another movement, the torso turning very, very gently, cloud-like towards the left side, and stop right before there any sense of a doer comes in. So if you've gone too far, come back. And then pause right at that place. Before anything is created. Yes, and then the torso comes back. It's a sensation, floating in openness. Almost like a ghost. Ghost doesn't have any substance. So same thing here, the body now, torso now turning towards the right side. It's turning, you're not doing it, it's turning, you're not doing it. And as soon as there's a doing, a striving, you just pause and move back a little bit. Stay right at the edge of transparency. That is a ritual of humility in the shrine. Thy will be done, not mine. Let's try it again. Now the body, the torso turning again towards the left side. Thy will turn the torso towards the left side. Pausing as soon as I want to turn the torso. And again, towards the right, slowly. Don't do it. Let God do it. Give your body to God. Maybe the torso can go a bit further. And again, to the left. It's okay if the doer mover comes in, by the way, in the shrine, even if I suggest that it don't. If it does, it's innocent. It wants to be God. It is God on some level, but anyway, coming back to the place of stillness. moving your head a little bit. Just let your head move. Maybe tracing little circles to begin with. Neck and head circles. Make them small, very small, so as not to injure yourself, and also so that you can also have the quality of not doing it, but rather perceiving it. It's like a ripple. A ripple in openness. Slow, smooth. And then let the head move either the other, well, let's start by moving it the other way, a circle the other way. Slowly. You have no visual, you have no concept, just the raw sensation. And now let the head, very gentle, it's a fragile area of the body, the neck. Micro movements, give your head to the hands, those invisible hands. Let those hands move the head and the neck. Your job is just to feel. They're kind, the hands. They're warm. They're solid. Take time. Listen. Listen to what the hands are guiding the head. How, rather. There might be more than two hands. And these hands, you know, they might have fingers that can penetrate through the eyes, massage the eyeball. They might be able to heal inside the ear cavities, inside the nostrils, inside the mouth, make it space. Yes, now let the head, the hands, face the head exactly right on top of the torso. And let those hands travel to where they know they are needed on the body. Areas of density or tension. And so for some of us, we can visualize literally hands resting in the place of tension, bringing warmth, kindness, openness. And then maybe we can begin to feel that. For others, it's more a movement, the hands moving the place of density. The place of density allow to sort of respond to the hands. Speak to the hands, complain. This is not rational. Let yourself be very free with this invitation. Yes. There are lots of busy hands in our shrine today. Looking after us. And then coming back to stillness. See, I think God needs us just as much as we need God, presence, consciousness. So we get to come to the shrine and receive quite a lot of help. So we can go out of the shrine and do the work, which I'm not quite sure what the work is, but it seems to me there must be a give and take both ways. So this is what we do here together. We receive some reminders and some superpowers. Except there are superpowers that have to do with surrender, love, welcoming. Not so much like Superman superpowers where you get like lots of muscles. We're getting divine muscles. They're different. So don't do anything now. Let's just share a bit of silence before we have a break. That's the super, super power, the silence. Okay, friends, let's take till the half, till 7:30 here in the UK, so wherever you are, half past, and let's come back. Thank you all. It's lovely to be back in the shrine. I'll see you in a few minutes. Welcome back. So if anybody would like to speak, feel free. Newcomers, just wave or just unmute yourselves. It's a small group. You're welcome to ask a question and see if there's an answer that comes, and or share your experience, and or we can stay quiet. So there's no obligations to speak. Just gaze at each other. I see you, Sophia. Nice to see you. Hi, Lynn Marie. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. Hi, Eugene. What are you doing here? Eugene is my assistant, and she doesn't usually come. Nice to see you. Oh, you froze. Don't be shy, though. If there is a sort of fumbly something or other that you'd like to ask or say, just, you know, or...
I would like to say that my sanctified body is still vibrating with, you know, such... lusciousness that, you know, takes some efforting to get some language. Anyway, this is wonderful to be here right now with you and everyone.
Nice. Thank you, Claire. It was nice to see you in the flesh in California.
Oh, yeah. So great. You know, a physical hug.
Yeah,
makes a difference. I'm surprised because this is so great, you know.
It does make a difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi there. Oh, hi there. Maria Rosa. Nice.
Hi.
To see Hi.
Nice to see you too. You know, since there's nobody talking, just this really little thing came up when I was following your suggestions, instructions to turn, right? Like we often do, we turn left and turn right. And I noticed for the first time, I was noticing that a question arose, and which is in connection to the doer, right? Because sometimes I've questioned it before, but now I guess today was clearer what the question is. You know, if you're saying turn to the left, let's say, and I have no impulse, so I'm gonna just turn, that's at the beginning effortless. And it comes a moment where if I want to turn more, it will require more. So that's when you usually say, stop, let the doer, make sure the doer doesn't continue the
right, turn. Right.
But then, yeah, so... You know where I'm going with this, or because I don't know where I'm going with this.
So far, so good. It seems like you understand the invitation that to begin with, there's no impulse. So it's true. You know, these are just sort of, as Francis Lucille once said, tantric exercises. So they are exercises. So there is a doer because I'm guiding and I'm saying, you know, the torso turns towards the left. Of course, you have to sort of follow the instruction and sort of give the impulse to the body. But so, yes, at the beginning, there's that sense of, okay, I really don't feel like moving right now. But so Ellen's telling us to turn the torso. Okay, so there's a little moment there. So you can feel that that's normal and natural. But then the exercise or the invitation is to really try to purify the movement of that striving, right? That sort of habit of doing. So you were describing beautifully. So you really, usually it's a sort of back and forth to begin with. Oh yes, I'm openness, and it's a sensation and openness. And then, oh, there was a tiny little moment there where I could feel, which is perfect because you at that moment you're sort of discovering what the doer looks like at the level of the body. So at that moment you see it, and then maybe you back off a bit or you stop, and then you reconnect with the openness, and then again you explore the movement. And then it's true, when I guide, I say the torso turns towards the left, and then I say, you know, don't let the mover constellate. So that means you stop right at that edge. But you know, sometimes it's fun to actually go further and watch what that mover, what it is, watch what, you know, when do I feel that I am a separate mover? At what point? What does that feel like? So really then, you know, these invitations are, I'm paving the way for exploration, and you have to then do your own exploration. But given how you were asking the question, I think you've understood it very well, what we're exploring. In the end, you know, we are there is a doer and a mover, but it's more that we're trying to sort of feel into the habit of feeling a separate mover. That one that needs to do it, has forgotten her connection with the totality, where movement is much more, is easier. Things are much easier when we're connected to the totality. We're still a wave in the ocean, but we are deeply connected to the ocean, and therefore we can be a wave moved by the ocean, but we still have our, you know, our individuality. So as human beings, you know, I don't know, I'm rambling, but am I where to get you get I'm being a talker. Tell me.
Yeah.
Am I sort of meeting you?
Yes. Yes. I had never noticed this, you know, because turn left and right we did many times. And
okay, that's interesting. So maybe I did it
I mean, you know, because of my background, I used to, you know, the doer was arriving always, you know, or let's say what we describe and recognize as the doer would be arising towards the end of the motion.
Yes, yes.
More.
Yes, you know, exactly.
More turn.
Exactly, more. And then, and especially if you're sort of a dancer or a yogi, you know, and then you're like, yeah, but exactly. So, and there's a place for that, right? If you're doing technique or if you're, but here we're really wanting to discover what this doer is at the level of the body. So we get to see it, and then you're free to then do whatever you want, but you have sort of seen something on a tactile level, and you can then also discover another. You might very well be able to go just as far without that feeling, you know, turning, doer. Okay, so you come back. Turning. Oh, you're going further without the doer, because something got clarified. Because the habit of the separate doer arises often, and it's not necessary. You can still it's not functional. You could still do whatever it was you were doing fully without that extra me. So it's a whole exploration.
Yeah, it becomes a little confusing for me, because if I identify presence with effortlessness and the doer with effort.
Yes. You
know, and then it's like, well, can I, you know.
No, you're allowed effort. You know, so maybe for you, so if it's confusing, don't go where it's confusing, because confusion is confusing. So, you know, there can be a quality of effort or energy or that's not the separate doer. Mm. You know, you can play tennis or dance a choreography where you obviously need to exert your muscles, need to be in play, and you're still, there is something there that is happening that requires muscles, but it could still be free of that extra.
Is the extra.
So, yeah, the extra.
The extra. There you
go. I feel that you saw something today in the yoga, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to evaporate the extras.
Well, don't be too violent with the extra, because that would be an extra. Yeah, let's get rid of that extra doer. Where's your boy?
I don't know, but my phone is not here, so I have a suspicion.
Uh-oh, yeah, oh well.
Searching for music in my phone.
As long as it's music, it's okay.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah, I have a question, Ellen.
I just knew you were going to speak. I knew it.
How did you know?
I don't know, because you're on a mission. Anyway, hi. Nice to see you.
Yeah, my question is about, that's funny, because my question is about intuition.
Yeah, well.
So there you go. I was wondering, if you could share, if you have anything to share on the topic of feeling intuitive guidance when it comes to making decisions in life. I hear, you know, some masters or sages talk about there being they don't need to think about what to do. There's only a knowing what to do. So I'm exploring how attainable that experience can be for this body mind.
How do you go about it?
Well, so far it seems still that this mind needs some, part of it is thinking and analyzing, getting information, considering things, and then dropping into just listening and listening to the body and the stillness.
That sounds good. Do you experience intuition? I think it's a real art, and I don't think our culture teaches us much about that. I think we are all intuitives. I mean, it's part of, I feel, it's, how could we not be, you know? Because we're not separate from the totality. So I guess intuition is a sort of foreknowing, or a knowing that isn't a knowing, an analytical, or it's a kind of knowing that seems to appear from left field, you know, and it's a very satisfying experience when we recognize it and begin to be more comfortable with it. It's something we need to cultivate, possibly. You know, when you wake up, sometimes, I don't know if you guys have this experience, sometimes because I'm also very up here, like we all are, and I'm overthinking things and trying to get the answer and what should I do, and, you know. But then I try to listen to my dreams, and I also, like you said, listen to the listening, sometimes just relax the thinking and just sort of open to what might come. But usually it's when, right at the moment of waking up, a thought about a current situation sort of imposes itself, like an insight, and it comes after deep sleep. So, you know, clearly intuition needs the uncluttered availability of our body minds to come through. It probably is always coming through, but there's so much obstacles.
Yeah.
And the body, I think, is a help. I don't know. It's very elusive. Right? It's so lovely that you ask about it. You know what I've started doing? I have this tarot deck, and I ask the tarot sometimes. I ask a question, and then I pick a card, and then I pick another, and I look at the, and then I just let the images sort of unfold. I look at the symbols. I might think about them, but I sort of let it all sort of percolate. And I think that's a kind of activity that can send the message to your intuitive function that you're interested in intuition. Or with dreams, you know, to pay attention to your dreams and to really just let them speak their language. Don't be in a hurry to get to the, you know, what do they mean? No, just be very, they're very intuitive dreams. So that kind of thing can be very, can strengthen your intuition.
Yeah, recently I haven't been aware, or haven't been remembering my dreams.
Well, that too you can cultivate if you're interested. It's not an obligation, but you know, start with a fragment, an image, write it down, you're sending the message to your psyche, I'm interested, and then you'll remember a bit more, and maybe
cool. Thank you.
There's lots of other ways, but anyway,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yes.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, I'm Sabine from Berlin.
I've seen you've come before, right, Sabine? Because I've seen your name.
I was in several times, but usually I'm not used in speaking English so much, and for this I don't want to talk so much. But today I was full of tension in the beginning, and I'm in tension just now because I was working on my website, and it was so difficult because there was a big problem and I didn't know how to work with it. And after 10 or 15 minutes, I was so released, and it was so wonderful that it was possible to take all the problems into the shrine, and everything was allowed. And so for this, I could open. And this was so wonderful. But at the end, I was contracted. I was contracted more. So I ask how I can keep this lower tension, or how I can keep this openness.
Well,
I'm interested in keeping this openness because it was so wonderful, and I was really in my body, in my living body. These words were so wonderful. So it was.
So if you were to name, Sabine, one of the words that most helped you soften, or a couple of the words, or what, tell me what they would be.
This living body, mm-hmm. and everything is allowed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was very touching. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to keep this anymore, yeah.
I understand. So would I. Yeah. So would all of us.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I don't know the answer. I don't know how, because if I knew how, then I could give you a recipe, and then we would be back in outside the shrine. We'd be outside the shrine immediately if I told you how.
Yeah.
But I heard the words that touched you. And I hear your longing.
Yeah.
And I think those are those are the main ingredients, your longing, and to find your way back through what touches you. And also remember that tension, don't make a project out of getting rid of tension, because what was so lovely for you was that the tension didn't need to be rid of, it was welcome. Mm-hmm. So what you really want is the welcoming.
Yeah.
Irrespective of what's here, tension or not tension.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you so much. It was really a wonderful experience. Yeah.
Mm. Well, come back, Sabine, because you'll discover, or don't come. I mean, come back to the kinds of places that.
Yeah.
Where, and that's how we learn. You know, I learned to come back to this. The shrine is always here, you know. Like, I think I'm only learning now that I can, at home on my own, sit, and then quite quickly now I can feel, not always, but I can feel the safety, the kindness. It's more available, but it's quite recent. I used to have to. I used to also depend on something more, some guidance. It's normal.
Yeah, and the computer and the website are so exhausting and so difficult. So I was really crazy with this. And
you need some help. Maybe you.
Yeah.
You need some more. Anyway, yeah, you need that. That's on my domain. Yeah.
Danke. Thank you.
Bitte schön.
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay, we've got a monkey with us. A little Spanish monkey.
Mm-mm.
I don't think he knows that I'm calling him a monkey.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, usually we have Corinne with us, but she's not here today to give us a poem. But we have a few more minutes if somebody else wants to say something or share.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about...
Hi, Hilka.
Hi, Ellen. I hope you had a lovely time in California.
I did.
Photos were amazing.
Thank you.
But something about the movement and the doer, I have found it very helpful to feel the skin, like feeling the skin so that it becomes a sensation and yeah. It has a relaxation to the doer that it somehow melts there, like the protector.
Yes.
Protector there.
That's interesting.
And then it's just like, and it's also somehow related to intuition if I have that felt sense of skin. Because then the borders are not so
yes
close, that there is some kind of like intelligence in the air.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely.
But that tactility is really like, it's so palpable here in the shrine, and it's not often so
palpable. No, thank you for that, because I think that, yeah, we discover all these things in these yoga meditations. Like,
yeah, and then it's easier to take it back to call yas and just touch.
Yeah. Yeah, because if there's a border and I'm inside something bordered, then I have to create a center from which the movement comes. But if it's less located and sense tactile sensation vibration,
yumminess.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just mechanics. It's yumminess. Yumminess moving in yumminess.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Hilka. And thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. There's a meeting tomorrow morning for the ones who are on the right side of the oceans, if you want. And another one on Friday that's hybrid. Some people are coming here to my house, and there's still space, or online, also in the morning. So. Not for you, Claire. Okay. Oh, there are the cuties down there. Hello. Nice to see everyone, and see you next week, maybe.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you, Lynn Marie.
And you and everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, bye monkey.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, next one.